Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
I don't like Mike and Glenn. They're conservative voices on the radio and in podcasts, so I'm going to go after them. That's not how our system works.
Well, that's how our system
works now.
Works now. Yeah.
Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenwiggle Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. And I think today, Glenn, if you're good with it, I wanted to play the Trump speech. You got to fix some stuff?
I just want to fix my headphones there. I think that's it.
You know, of course, the Trump indictment this week and Alan Bragg. And, you know, what a disgusting, just an abuse of power like we've never seen in this country before.
I've been saying for a while, we're living in a post-constitutional America.
Yeah.
The America that you knew and we grew up in is over. And while the Republicans and the rest of us on the right were worried about the next election, the Democrats were working on the next generation.
Yeah, stealing our schools.
While we were working on, you know, the next piece of legislation, they were working on indoctrinating your kids starting at age 5, right? When we talked about things like, well, they want pre-K at 3, if they could take them from you right out of the delivery room, they would do it.
Yeah.
And they've said as much. I mean, you've heard them repeatedly say, you know, children belong to whole communities, right? That was a famous commercial that they did. We got to break down this mentality that children belong to their parents. When you start paying for my kids, then you can have some level of participation in what happens with my kids.
Hillary says, it's not just you. It takes a whole community to raise your child, not just you.
So we've messed up, and we're in real trouble.
Yeah, they took over the law schools. I mean,
These kids now coming out. Look at these judges, right? Look at these kids now coming out of Georgetown University, these other universities. These are our future judges, administrators. We're screwed on the right. And for those that think, Trump, maybe this is a bad charge, but it's not about Trump, folks.
No, this is about you.
At some point, you know, how many people out there, ask yourself honestly, are you comfortable speaking your mind in a group setting? I am, because we're doing it on the air, of course. But how many people out there just bite their tongue? They're in a group. They don't want to be screamed at or shouted down or called a racist or called a transphobe or called whatever the name of the day is.
How about doing it at a school board meeting, Glenn?
Right.
God, I don't want to do that. I really want to not have my kids reading about porn in school, but I don't want to go
crazy.
Out. Yeah, this is all about influencing the next election. This is all about you and scaring you. And Donald Trump is absolutely right. Let's listen to some of the, and just to stop me when you want, but he dissects this pretty well about what the problems are in this country and why they're going after him.
Thank you very much, everybody. We have to save our country. God bless you all. God bless you all. And I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen.
Now the world is watching.
The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
Yeah, so right now, what exactly does he know that they're scared of, right?
Well, he knows who's on the Epstein list.
That's right.
He knows exactly what they've done.
To your point, Glenn, I knew we'd only get about 30 seconds into this. Not one person on that Epstein list arrested.
No.
Not one.
Yeah.
You're talking about abusing children.
That's right.
You're talking about abusing children.
Yep.
They're going to put 34 counts on this guy, felony counts, for something that the attorney said he knew nothing about, right? His attorney said he knew nothing about. Even if he did, there's no 34 felony counts on that.
So we had a leak from the Supreme Court. No idea who the leaker
None.
Is. We'll never know.
None.
Now we have a leak from this grand jury that you assume has to have come out of Bragg's office, which actually is a felony.
Yes.
In this case, there's a better case against Alvin Bragg for a felony violation what do they call that? The grand jury rules, right? Versus what Trump did. What Trump did basically was in the accounting, here's what he's charged with, folks. They won't talk about this. All they talk about is 34 counts. And that's what they want to do. They want to have it 34 counts, 34 counts, 34 counts. It's one count, not 34. Okay. It's one count. And the one count is ridiculous. Here's the count, folks. Here's what they're trying to get him with felonies. It's a misdemeanor, first of all. But here's what he did. In the financial records, he put down legal expense. What they're claiming is he should have put it down as legal reimbursement. And they're claiming he did so there's no evidence he used campaign funds. I'm not even sure there's an allegation that he used campaign funds.
No.
They're saying he did it to influence the election. Yeah. You can use your own money to pay to silence people, of course. Yeah. You know, honestly, Stormy Daniels owes him way more than he paid her. She owes him like $300,000+ now.
If there was any argument, it would be an IRS argument. But now you've got the attorney saying he knew nothing about this. I took care of it and put it as a bill. Okay.
Right.
Now, the average person, the argument might be okay if you're Joe Smith and you're making $250,000 a year and the attorney bill was $130,000 and you wrote that off. It's still not an argument. The attorney says, look, this was a bill I sent. That's a legitimate write-off, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about billions of dollars going through the Trump Organization. $130,000 legal bill is a pimple on a cow's ass.
Let's say that they put it under something else completely. Number one, normally it would be a fine, if anything, from the IRS,
right?
You'd pay a fine to be done with it. This isn't even an issue, though. There's not even a fine here. Like, this is even a, you know, people all the time have accountants and bookkeepers put things in the wrong ledger and whatnot. This is a joke. But here's the thing. They put the case out to December 4th, right, is a hearing. Now, all year long, they can hang around his neck 34 felony counts.
That's right.
He's facing 34 felony counts.
It'll go nowhere.
Nowhere. They'll probably dismiss these charges, but the next one, this is the same onslaught when he was president.
Yep.
Now we're going to convene a special counsel.
Yep.
Now we're going to investigate Russia. The FBI, folks, when they convened the special counsel and Comey leaked the information, at that point in time, in 2016, the FBI had already known, they must have, because they're the ones who made it up.
Yeah.
They knew that the whole Russia probe was false. They
didn't care.
They made up the whole thing. They took the Hillary Clinton Steele dossier, they leaked information from it to the media, then they used that same media report to say, look, they're the ones reporting on it. They used that as the evidence. They took it to the FISA court. They got a secret warrant. They spied on Trump. They accused him of colluding with Russia. They said all kinds of crazy things like, we have identified a server in the Trump Tower directly tied to a Moscow. Oh, no, that was false. False after false. Lie after lie after lie after lie. And then, knowing those
still
lies.
Still couldn't get them.
Knowing those lies, they set up Flynn. Then they convene a special counsel. Yeah. So it'll be the same thing here. This is the first charge. The next charge will be against the documents they seized at Mar-a-Lago. Who knows what they planted there? Yeah, they could put anything in there.
Meanwhile, this week you've got crack addict Hunter Biden selling his paintings for millions and millions of dollars.
No problem.
Without no questions asked. Right?
I love the fact that he goes, well, it's not really peddling influence if he doesn't know who the buyers are. Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
It's
right,
not.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. Let me tell you something.
Like when Biden goes over to visit, when Biden's in the meeting and there's his son's Hunter Biden painting on the wall.
Right.
Like, no words have to be said, folks. You can keep the names anonymous, but have the meeting, like there's a painting. Oh, I guess that's the signal. Oh, there's my son's painting. That could be like the wink, wink. You have a fine taste in artwork, right? That would be like the wink, like, you know, you're on the inside with the Democrats and the payoff's already done.
That's right.
What a joke.
Let's listen a little more.
We are a banana republic.
No doubt.
From the beginning, the Democrats spied on my campaign. Remember that?
Yep. And lied about it.
They attacked me with an onslaught of fraudulent investigations. Russia, Russia, Russia. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax number
one. Exactly what you just said.
Impeachment hoax number two.
Yeah.
The illegal and unconstitutional raid on Mar-a-Lago right here.
Oh, yeah. Right. Remember that?
Yep.
Now they're finding documents in Chinatown and everywhere else being shuffled around for the Biden administration.
Yep.
Dirtbag media will pick that up this week, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're right on it.
To the FISA courts, the FBI and DOJ relentlessly pursuing Republicans, the unconstitutional changes to
Pursuing Republicans,
that's
folks.
True.
This has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This has everything to do with, as you said before, Glenn, opening your mouth. If you open your mouth and you're too loud, we're going to concoct some charges on you.
Yep.
We are going to go after you, and we are going to make your life miserable. Miserable.
And
now, Donald Trump is raising a record amount of money. The message to you, though, is, are you going to be able to do that? Are your friends and family going to surround you when they go after you because you speak up at a school board meeting. That's are right. you going to be able to pay that? And the answer to a lot of people is, I don't know if I can, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
That's right.
That's exactly the whole point. What this is all about.
That's exactly right.
This is exactly what this is all about. You folks on the left are disgusting. You are pigs if you think this is a good idea. And by the way, you Republicans, when you get back in office, please remember this.
Back in office? They are in office,
yeah.
Mike.
Well,
you're in office. You Republicans are in office.
They're running.
In a majority of states in this country.
That's right.
Find a legitimate Democrat who is has broken the law. You know, I can give you some.
Yeah.
You call our office. I can point the fingers out to exactly who's money Great laundering point. And who's stealing money and who's doing what and who's dealing with children. Right.
Right. Right.
It's obvious. It's just completely obvious.
And to your point, they've got the checkbook now. They've got the checkbook now. Nothing gets done, by the way. Nothing should go through Congress.
I'm not saying that you do what the Democrats do and go out and pick a target and then search for a crime.
No.
I'm saying is there are legitimate crimes that we know have been committed.
That's right.
Like bribery and things like that. Like, we can follow the money trail.
Like
right?
50 grand a month going up to the big guy to rent a house for $5,000.
So follow the crimes. Follow the crimes and then find the perpetrators of those crimes. At the end of the perpetrator, you're going to find a Democrat. When you do find that Democrat, put him in jail, have no bail,
That's right.
throw him in solitary. Because not that it's a good thing, I wouldn't say do that first, but if we don't do that back, what they're doing to us, the January 6th, look at what they did to the shaman guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Escorted him through the property. Two police officers escorted the guy through the property.
They threw this guy in jail with a 4-year sentence.
Yeah.
You know what happened? Thank God they let him out. You know why they let him out? Only because of Kevin McCarthy. Thank goodness. You did one thing good, guys, on the Republican side. But you still. So Kevin McCarthy releases all of the January 6th date. Oh, my God, I keep you doing that. Oh, but look at this. Right. Look at the shaman guy is being escorted. Look at, they're actually trying to find doors for him.
They made him out like he was walking through there with fiery torches.
Right, with axes.
Smash.
Right? That's crazy. So once that evidence was withheld from his defense.
Yeah.
That's not legal.
No.
That's not a fair trial.
Right.
Right? We have all kinds of case law against that. We have a constitution against that, right?
The sad part is going back to these left-wingers, to your point, they've taken over the schools, they've taken over the courts,
but you're taking people.
Who's educating this next round of lawyers?
They think it's okay. It's okay for them. Right. It's okay for these new crop of lawyers coming out of Stanford and Georgetown.
Yeah, you push your
agenda.
It's
okay to push your agenda and to put your political enemies in solitary confinement, even if you know that charges. Think about the prosecution in that case had those videos.
Yeah, knew.
The prosecution in the case knew
he was
that these were
around.
False claims. They knew, but yet they put him in jail for 4 years.
Yep.
He would have sat there for 4 years if it's not for Kevin McCarthy. So guess what, Republicans? It's time to step up. Find a crime. There's plenty of them out there.
Yeah.
Find a crime. Do the investigation. Arrest a Democrat, throw him in jail. I'll tell you what, Tennessee, you're getting it, right? Three of the legislatures who were protesting with the lunatics in the court in the state house, they've been expelled, right? Oh, you can't do that. I guess they can. Great, expel them. Don't just expel them. Charge him with a felony.
That's right.
Have him arrested today.
Right.
Not next week. Not we're going to think about it. Not we're going to convene. No. They broke the law. You just expelled them. They were in the house. They violated. They were there trespassing. They were doing illegal things. Have them arrested. Have them prosecuted. Throw the book at them. But the problem is they have the state houses, right? They have the legislatures. They have some governorships. But they don't. We didn't focus on these attorney general's races. George Soros did.
Right.
And so oftentimes you don't have the prosecutors that are willing to take the case.
Once again, going back, we don't focus on the courts, right? Remember Todd Aldinger talking about that. He's like, we focus so much on the Erie County executive race.
Right,
or the county executive race in Rochester.
Right.
We focus on the governor's race.
Right.
We don't worry about the courts.
Right.
And that the courts is our backbone, right?
Yeah,
absolutely great point. Oh, by the way, this segment brought to you by our home and auto department. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. And for you business owners out there, we can insure your liability policies, your warehouses, you name it. We can insure and we can shop to save you money. If you think like us, you know, that's the cool thing. Not only do we get to shop and save you money, we get to work with folks that think like us who use us as a resource. Let's listen a little bit more. It's funny because everything. Did you hear the speech?
I didn't have a chance. No.
No, not that it mattered, but everything that he's saying, you're
I could give him the speech.
Yeah, absolutely.
Election laws by.
We could put a little blonde wig on you and throw you out there.
I don't do the impression
state
well.
Legislators. The millions of votes illegally stuffed into ballot boxes and all caught on government cameras.
Right.
And just recently.
That's the best part. You crazy. No, yeah. We have it on camera. Yeah.
And for those
here's the video.
I love the mainstream Republicans. He should drop that. That's not a winning message. No, he shouldn't. No.
It is never a winning message if we don't fix it.
That's right. We've seen the videos, folks. Mm-hmm. There's videos. And not only do we've seen the videos are corroborated with cell phone tracking data that shows 2,000 mules. Thousands of mules that were ballot harvesting. Even Stacey Abrams said it herself. I wish I could find the interview.
Oh, yeah, she had them.
They put it on the memory hole. She had them.
Because I got 800,000 lined up already.
I'm sorry. What was that?
See, that's a crime.
That's
a crime. We don't even need to make that up, Bragg.
That's illegal there. Yeah,
Bragg. You don't even need to make that up.
So Republicans, there you go. You have Georgia.
Yeah.
Right? You have the legislature in Georgia.
There's a
crime right there.
Start.
On video, admitting it, and you have the cell phone information that Dinesh put together, and you have videos on government cameras and drop boxes. There's a crime there.
Yep.
We know there's a crime there. Now, investigate that crime.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. If there's a Republican at the end of that crime thing,
arrest him. Yeah.
Put him in jail.
Absolutely.
But I don't think you'll find that.
No.
I don't think it was Republicans that wheeled out suitcases underneath tables.
Nope.
Find the crimes, Republicans. Investigate them now and arrest the perpetrators today. Because if we're not going to have equal justice, we're FUBAR, man.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yep.
It's over, right?
The FBI and DOJ in collusion with Twitter and Facebook in order not to say anything bad about the Hunter Biden laptop from hell.
Right.
Which exposes the Biden family as criminals.
Think about this.
Oh, by the way, we're still being censored on Twitter,
Absolutely.
We're still being monitored on Twitter.
There's a guy right now who's been found guilty. He's been found guilty. He made a meme. He was a meme maker. He made a meme that said, vote for Hillary by texting this number. They have charged him and found guilty with election interference. He faces up to 10 years in prison because what they're saying is, well, he tricked people into texting a number. Look, if you're that dumb, you shouldn't be voting.
Right.
Let's just be clear about this.
That's right.
I don't believe everybody should vote.
No.
I believe if you're uneducated and you are not willing to look at the facts, but if you're dumb enough to fall for, hey, the election's on Monday,
if you can't,
go out and vote early.
If you can't figure out how to get an ID for yourself, you shouldn't be voting.
Right. But he's legitimately been charged. He's been found guilty. His waiting sentencing. Mm-hmm. He faces up to 10 years. Now, 10 years for putting a meme out that they claimed got people to text and election officials. How is what the FBI and the government did with Twitter and Facebook censoring the Hunter Biden story, not election? Who gets charged over there?
Stacey Abrams on video saying, I have 800,000 ballots.
But if you're going to charge, but this is the problem. You charge this guy with making a meme.
Yeah.
You find him guilty. He faces 10 years. But yet, all of the election influencing from Twitter by suppressing
and
a legitimate news story. It wasn't up to them to decide.
Just fine. Not only did they suppress stuff, then they donated money into these campaigns.
Man. Zuckerberg,
millions
Zuckerberg
of dollars
pushed into.
Yeah.
And you couldn't talk about election interference or they would
shut you down.
We're done, man. I'm worried for our country, really.
The pollsters would have made a 17-point difference in the election results.
A 17-point difference had people known about crackhead Hunter. And if they really knew the real story about money being sent up to the big guys.
That's crazy.
I mean, that is unreal. And for those of you, Joe Biden, he's been a pathological liar since the beginning of time, right?
Yeah.
Since the beginning of him running and saying he was top at his law school,
top of his graduating class,
all that stuff.
Joke.
He has been a constant a liar every step of the way.
No doubt.
And we needed a lot less than that, like about 16.9. It would have been in our favor. Not my favor, our favor.
Yep,
that's
right.
Because the country is going to hell.
At least he's honest. Country's going to hell.
But the Democrats live in such fantasy land, like, wow. Putin's in Ukraine because of Trump. Like, what are you talking about? He waited. This is the mind of the liberal. It's fantasy land for these people.
Fantasy, Glenn.
Look
at the cities they run. Cities they run are freaking blown up.
But they literally.
they are blown up, destroyed.
But literally, they said, well, if Trump colluded with Putin and handed Ukraine. What are you talking about?
Right.
In fact, I just heard an interview with the Marjorie Taylor Greene piece. We should play a bit of the interview on 60 Minutes this past week, because she nails it when she's talking about Ukraine. She's like, Leslie Stahl. Well, we can't just give it to them. It's a matter of principle. Principle. You got to start World War III with a nuclear. You're willing to sacrifice tens of thousands of our young men and women in combat because of principle. And yet when Obama was there and you handed Crimea to Russia, that was no problem.
And they have sacrificed. Think about what they've done to these inner cities. These inner cities are war zones.
Oh my gosh,
they're destroyed. Right, talk about sacrificing people. Take a ride through Philadelphia. Take a ride through the inner cities of Chicago.
Look at New
York.
They
have sacrificed those entire cities.
And if you can defend yourself, there was a story I just read in New York City. Alvin Bragg, nice guy. This is right. The guy was a parking garage attendant. Right. He gets robbed at gunpoint and shot during the robbery. Is able to wrestle the gun away from the robber and kills the robber.
Great.
Alvin Bragg charges.
Disgusting.
The guy that shot in self-defense.
Disgusting.
Right? Now, he's dropped the charges because of the public outrage.
Yeah, but
there's a video of this poor guy. He's handcuffed. Mike,
right, but
he's got bullets in him.
Right.
He's handcuffed to the bed in the hospital, and he's weeping. It's a grown man. He's like, I can't believe they're doing it. That's disgusting what New York has turned into.
Right. And what they throw that out there, right? God. So now there's a group.
Sure. Don't you dare defend yourself.
A group of you mental midgets out there that now think this guy's the criminal, right? Yeah. I'm sure he's had to empty his bank account to get a defense attorney, right? So now you've got all kinds of money being spent. Thrown out there.
The guy's a parking garage attendant.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a bank account.
No, right.
He's living paycheck to paycheck, the poor guy.
Our point before, you can't defend yourself.
You
right?
can't, no.
We remember the...
By the way, this segment brought to you by our Medicare department, Turning 65. Think of the financial guys. We can help you. Independent Medicare experts, Buffalo, Rochester, and even down in South Florida, we can help you as well.
You want intelligence agents who said Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation.
Seriously.
Isn't that disgusting? Disgusting. Russian disinformation. Now we know, again, that was all a lie. We knew it back then. We knew it exactly that day.
So you know it's the intelligence community. When they talk about deep state, it's the intelligence community. Because what happened? It was something like 200 former intelligence officials came out and signed a letter that said, this looks like it's Russian disinformation.
Unreal.
Right?
Unreal.
And they knew damn well, right, that very second,
what a lie that was.
They knew when James, I think it was James Clapper or one of the clowns, was asked about it. He goes, well, I never said that we'd have evidence of that. We just said it looked like it had all the hallmarks of Russia. No, you didn't. You said, it looks like Russian information right here.
Unfortunately, they're gonna drag a Bragg in front of Congress, right? It'll be as useless as Mayorkas and the rest of them. They will make him look like a fool, and it won't matter. You know why? Because the mainstream media won't pick up a penny of it, not an ounce of it.
It was Russian disinformation. Remember that? And that was all confirmed strongly by the FBI when they all knew that it wasn't Russian disinformation. And so much more. Our elections were like those of a third world country. And now this massive election interference at a scale never seen before in our country, beginning with the radical left, George Soros-backed prosecutor Al.
I want you to think about that, folks. So you folks on the left with this George Soros, right? George Soros makes his money by shorting against America, right? He's betting against America. So everybody that I just take a step back and think, okay, this guy bets against America, but yet he gives money to the Democrat Party, right? Making money betting against America. You don't need to have an economics degree from Yale to figure out that this is not good, right?
No.
I mean, you don't need to be a Harvard economic expert to say, okay, wait a minute. This guy is lined with the Democrats, but yet he makes his money by shorting the market, shorting the stock market, betting against America. Mm-hmm. So he's betting against America, making billions of dollars, and voting and supporting Democrats. Does that hit anybody's brain?
No, there's no brains.
Yeah. Does that hit anybody to say, wait a minute, this is not good. This is not good. The Democrat, there's something wrong inherently with the Democrat Party. If this guy is saying, here's a billion dollars, And I know that you're going to mess up America. I've seen what you've done with Chicago. I've seen what you've done with Philadelphia. I've seen what you've done with Los Angeles, San Francisco. You name the city that they run. It's a shithole. Here, I'm going to give you more money because if you can control the whole country and I can bet against it in the markets, then I'm going to make out. And guess what? He's made billions of dollars doing it. Betting against America, it's paid off for him.
Who campaigned on the fact that
one video.
He would get President Trump. I'm going to get him.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him.
He campaigned. Bragg campaigned.
Right.
On I'm going to get Trump. That's not how our
right.
system works.
Right, right. That's how the Russia system works.
Our system doesn't work with, right. you know, Flynn in Erie County here. He doesn't run and say, hey, look, I don't like Mike and Glenn. They're conservative voices on the radio and in podcasts, so I'm going to go after them. That's not how our system works.
Well, that's how our system
works now.
Works now.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding, folks. This is the most visible, but this is not the only attack of, he said it, that they're all across the country.
Absolutely.
They're prosecuting Republicans, like the guy who's the meme maker. I just gave you the example.
Just went through it. And by the way,
COVID
gave him this heroin-like strength, right? That's what it did. It gave him this heroin. We can go after the mom and dad questioning what we're doing at a school board meeting. We can go after them, and we can attack them, and we can use the school's money, and then they'll have to use their own money, right? We can attack them. Bragg, he runs on a platform of, I'm going to go after Donald Trump. That's not your job. Your job is not to say, I'm going to go after people. Your job is to identify crimes when they happen and go after them and prosecute them. But your job is not to find them. You're not a freaking detective.
You want to get president?
And if you are a detective, you don't say, you know what? I think I'm going to look at Joe Smith. I just don't like the way the dude looks. I don't like him.
Right.
I think I'm going to show up at his house.
How about
I'm mosey around?
I mean, think about this though. I mean, you again, they're going after people like meme makers and whatnot. How about again? A poll in Carr says, "Hey, DA, we're going to go. I want you to find something."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, folks, they've done that in New York, right? We've had 3 or 4 payroll audits, as if somehow we're going to pay people under the table.
Yeah, we just got another one. By the way,
we're financial experts, you idiots.
The entire world is paying people under the table,
right?
Except for the financial guys,
right.
And Mike and Glenn.
You can try again. I don't know how many times you want to come in. You're wasting my time and yours, but that's what they do, right?
Auditor was
go
pretty
harass
nice,
them.
By the
go
harass.
Well,
not. Her job. It was a her, not her.
Oh, her.
She's just
okay.
being assigned to it, but God bless her. But still, it's like hilarious. Yep, that's right. So, look, we're going to the third one. We've said this all the time. They always look, by the way, at the stuff they shouldn't be looking at, meaning that the people who are actually doing it the right way, they're harassing, and the people who are out getting paying cash, they don't even know they exist. So there's no if you're a contractor and you are putting in kitchens, and you're doing everything under the books, $100,000 kitchens. $50,000 kitchens under the table. They have no system in place to go catch you. None. But if you're doing it legitimately, they'll just keep harassing you and harassing you and harassing you.
Right.
Yeah. You want to play
in New York? But I was going to say in New York, when they accuse you of something, you know, you think innocent until proven guilty, not in tax court.
Uh-uh.
So in New York, I've known. Well, think about it. It was a restaurant downtown. It was a corner of Elmwood and something.
Yeah. And they had to prove
famous restaurant. But they come in, they go, oh, you know what? Yeah, we don't think you've paid all your sales tax, so we're going to confiscate.
Seize your bank account.
We're going to seize your bank account.
Yep.
They seized the whole bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your operation. Imagine you're running a business. You're running a restaurant or a bar.
They
go to pay your payroll. All of a sudden, one of your employees calls. Hey, my check bounced. What? You go look at your bank account. It's drained.
Right. Oh, you got to hire an attorney, though, Glenn.
Right.
You don't have any money. They seized your bank accounts. It's unreal.
It's unreal.
Oh, and by the way, the result of all that was, sorry about that.
Yeah, we were wrong.
After $125,000 worth of legal fees.
Right.
Our bad.
You have to prove yourself innocent.
Our bad.
You have to have the records to say, I can prove that I didn't do what you accused me of doing.
Our bad. Sorry about that. You can go on with your business. Oh, we destroyed it? No problem. Hey, don't worry about it. COVID will be coming in a few years. We're going to grab it anyways.
Trump at any cost and this... Before he knew anything about me, didn't know a thing about me, he was campaigning.
Yeah. Isn't that disgusting?
As it turns out, virtually everybody that has looked at this case, including rhinos and even hardcore Democrats, say there is no crime,
So we have the Epstein list who nobody's been prosecuted for, not right. one person, right? We do have somebody in jail, by the way. The wife of Epstein's in jail for sex trafficking, but we can't find right. anybody she sex right. trafficked to.
So, right? yeah, how did she commit that crime exactly? Right. So she's literally in jail for sex trafficking, but no, trafficking underage women
to
and
who?
Girls.
To who?
To nobody.
To who?
Nobody.
Yeah.
They sealed that list so tight. Think about that, folks.
How disgusting is
not
that?
Not a single name leaked off of that client list. Not yeah. a single name leaked off of that book. Right. Not a single name.
Is she innocent?
But yet,
I don't think she is.
But we have a Supreme Court leaker. We have a
right, right.
we have a grand jury leaker.
Right.
The CNN reported the 37 or 34 counts. By the way, it's one count, folks. It's one count. It's 17 different dates or whatever it was, and then they doubled it because it was like, well, you put it here instead of there. Mm-hmm. That's two counts.
Push it out until December.
I mean, seriously.
Push it out until December so they get all year to do this. And the only thing you got to pray is that there's enough of you registered Democrats or that voted because you didn't like his mean tweets that are bright enough to see what's happening in this country. You just got to pray. I continue to pray that this country is moving red. They're leaving the states like New York. They're leaving the states like Chicago. They're going to continue to lose power. And those states like Florida are going to continue to gain power. That's the only hope we have. To your point, though, and you said this before, Glenn, we own a lot of those states. We have those states. They need to be more like Florida. You know, on the radio show this week, we had a guest on, Andrew Pollack, and unfortunately lost his daughter in the Parkland shooting. But to his credit, he's been fighting ever since. I think that's what found his way yeah. to try to yeah. get a little bit of peace back, to say, okay, I can't bring my daughter back, but I'm going to fight. I'll tell you what, they are doing a freaking amazing job in the state of Florida. When you look at what they've done in protecting those kids down there, adding police officers, putting barriers out front, yep. right? I mean, just amazing the leaps and bounds they've made over the last really 2 years, right? It took yep. a year or two to fight yep. and then a year or two to start to see some of this stuff come out. You've got a guy whose daughter died yeah. in the state of Florida, and he's saying they are doing an amazing job right now.
Well,
right?
The state, DeSantis knows how to hit back. He hits yeah. back hard, and yeah. that's what I do like about him. I know a lot of people out there say, well, DeSantis, he's an establishment Republican and blah, blah, blah. Look, I don't want to see him leave Florida, but I would be very happy to see him as president because I believe he would step up and say, you know what? He does bold things, folks. I could see him doing a bold thing like eliminating the FBI.
Yeah.
Would Trump eliminate the FBI? Oh, boy, I sure hope so.
Yeah.
I hope the next
He should have done it last time, though.
I'm telling you what.
That was the one criticism we had, and it was huge, is that he spent money just like yep. the rest of the Republicans, drunken yep. sailors. In fact, he was on record right. saying, well, I'm really good with that. We don't need you to be good with
right,
that.
No.
We need to cut you.
But instead of just completely obliterating the FBI, what he did was he allowed them to convene this yeah. former FBI Mueller investigation. What he should have said, okay, I'll tell you what. Sure, Mueller, go and investigate me. While you're doing that, oh, by the way, I'm gonna break up the FBI.
Yeah, you're fired.
And I'm going to scatter it to a million pieces into the wind, right?
That's right.
I'm going to take every piece of that agency equipment, and I'm going to run it through a shredder. You're done.
Yep.
Every one of you is fired as of today. Executive order. The FBI was formed with an executive order. Look, folks, when you have people like Chuck Schumer saying, you know, you don't go against the intelligence community. They've got six ways this Sunday to get back at you. He was a speaker. Or I'm sorry. He was the Senate majority leader at the time when he said that. If the Senate majority leader of one of the two major parties in this country, even though he's a Democrat, is afraid of the intelligence community, that's a problem, folks. I didn't vote for Chuck, but a lot of people did. And Chuck is our senator in New York State.
Yeah.
And he should be the one who has the power of oversight. Congress has the power of oversight
over
these agencies.
He's the one drinking beers with them.
They've got the cozy relationship.
That's right.
We'll do what you tell us to do.
Yeah.
We'll play the game. You don't kill us in a one-car fiery crash.
That's
okay,
right.
Fair enough.
Make sure you vote our pensions.
Right.
That's exactly
Don't get
right.
me on video with little Bobby, who's yeah. 8-year-old Bob, okay? We'll be
that's
good
right.
with that, okay? Don't
they
put
already,
those... They got the video. They got the
They already have it on video.
Right. Just don't put them out there.
We won't release it. Yeah. By the way, if you need us throughout the week, folks, we do manage money for a living. We've got a huge team in place, whether it's college planning, social security experts, retirement planning experts, your 401k plan. We can help. Chartered financial analysts, registered investment advisors, certified financial planners. Our bench is deep. Use us as a resource, 833-FIN-GUYS, our website, thefinancialguys.com. And follow us on Twitter. And don't forget about all of our other podcasts, whether it's Mike and Mike, Stefan Mihailu, Mike Hayflick, Mike Sparazza. They were in here earlier this morning. I mean, really amazing guests. Mike Flick, Mike Spiraza. Spiraza's turning into like a national celebrity now on OAN, and he's really proud of him. And so follow him on Twitter. Follow Financial Guys on Twitter, and follow us on Facebook. Twitter's really, you know, where, well, I'll tell you, everything, the software sort of moves. So if it gets posted on Facebook, it automatically gets posted on Twitter. But then, you know, more stuff gets posted on Twitter. So follow us, like us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Well, hear a little more of this?
Yeah.
All right.
That it should never have been brought. Never have been brought. Ever brought.
By the way, the escort from Trump from Mar-a-Lago to his jet yesterday was bigger than the inauguration that Biden had the day he was elected. Well, don't tell me that they won that election. No freaking way.
When you have a legitimately elected president, you don't surround the Capitol and the White House with barbed wire fences.
No.
Okay. Right. And he said it. I mean, they're talking the language now, folks. I played the video on Monday, the podcast with Spiraza. They're talking about seizing power. They're talking about taking power, yeah. Right? We will not allow Trump to take power. Right. What are you talking about?
We will not allow him to win again. He will not win again. Remember Nancy Pelosi? I will do whatever I have to do.
Right.
Control the media. Pick the votes. I'll do whatever I have to do to make sure he doesn't win.
I thought we had an election. I thought it was an electoral college. I thought that the people voted and chose their representatives. That's what I thought. Apparently, that's not the case.
No,
we can't allow Trump to take power now. We take it.
Yep.
That's what Democrats did. They took it.
And
the Republicans are playing checkers while the Democrats are playing chess and putting our people in jail and solitary confinement.
Yeah, and running the schools.
And
jamming their agenda down these children's throats,
right.
No matter what you want to say.
Right.
And by the way, it's not the public schools. We talked about private public schools. It's not just the public schools. It's the private schools. Many of these private schools are littered with left-wing lunatics now that they've hired as presidents, right?
Yep. Yep.
And you've got to fight that. You know, we're going through that in a private school that we're dealing with. Like, wait a minute. I thought this was a Catholic private school.
Yep.
And you look at the principal's or the superintendent's Facebook page, and it's, you know, we love Andrew Cuomo and Kathy Hochul, and here's my agenda. It's coming, right? Like, how did that person end up there, right?
Well, and oftentimes, even if they mean well, the agenda's coming out of the state.
Yeah. Right?
They're dictating. Again, this is why it's super important to go back to, you know, all politics is local kind of thing. The school curriculums, I'm okay with some national standards, but this whole Common Core, everyone's got to be the same.
Yeah.
We're going to have the central government dictate what we're going to educate kids in Idaho.
Well, it takes
and it's
away
going to be the same as the kids
away
in New York
teaching
City.
Teaching from the kid, from the teachers themselves, right?
But if you're a kid in Idaho, I mean, there's probably different things you need to be learning than somebody who's growing up in New York City.
Oh, okay? And there's a reason why I maybe moved there.
There's
right?
a reason for
including,
that.
Including, by the way, maybe I moved from Cheektowaga to Iroquois because I like that school district. Right?
Now, there's some basic things I think we can all agree upon, like history.
Yeah, that's gone. Those basic things are gone. History?
What's that? Who's history, right?
Yeah. All right.
Even people that aren't big fans have said it. They said this is not the right thing to do.
Yeah. But by the way, Andrew Cuomo came out yesterday, said not the right thing to do. Not the right thing to do. This is clearly a target hit, right? This is Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo, right? More of a, looks like more of a moderate than crazy Kathy Hochul right now, but still, no right-wing conservative, right? No, no insurrectionist, that's for sure.
An insult to our country, as the world is already laughing at us for so many other reasons, like our open borders, our incompetent withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We are now a joke,
where we left behind
a joke
American
around the world,
citizens,
a joke.
$85 billion.
A joke. In fact, in Russia, did you see this one? In the nursing home posters, they now have Biden as the
perfect. They should.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Worth of the best military equipment in the world.
That we left
behind. 13 magnificent young lives and far too many to mention that are so badly hurt with the loss of arms and legs and facial obliteration. The most embarrassing time in our country's history, in my opinion. Then our give up on energy independence and even energy dominance.
Right there, folks. Energy independence. We could be energy independent. For all of you left-wing nut jobs that say, we support Ukraine. If you really supported Ukraine, you would support energy independence. Right. You would allow us to sell fuel to Europe. Right. We would drive the prices down to $1.50 a gallon. By the way, $1.50 a gallon makes your milk and cookies more affordable, eggs more affordable.
Yep.
It allows people to be able to do the stuff they want to do. Energy independent. And by the way, we can come up with alternative fuels. You know how you do that?
Sure.
You do that by tax breaks.
Yeah.
You do that by saying, look, we're going to give you tax breaks to explore new ideas. You don't ram it down people's throats because guess what? It never works. The windmills are not working. They're not turning.
You know, to your point of energy independence, you know, I was talking before about Ukraine. The Republicans and the Democrats, they live in fantasy land. So when you talk to a Democrat, they really believe the thought is, well, Trump is buddies with Putin, and that's why we had Obama who took a aggressive stance against oil and gas.
Yep.
Oil and gas prices went up substantially. It gave Russia the money that they needed to hire the people to engage in the war. And guess what? They took Crimea and the very eastern part of Ukraine, right? So territory was lost, Leslie Stahl. Like it wasn't, it wasn't a good principle, right? It was lost, right? Why? Because Obama attacked oil and gas, prices went up, Russia got more money, bought more bullets, took Crimea. Now, Trump comes in. What does Trump do? Energy, you know, drill, baby, drill, right?
Prices go down to $1 something a gallon.
Prices
good
down,
for everybody,
right?
By the way. Milk and cookies affordable.
We were $30 a barrel, right? Yeah. $30 a barrel.
By the way, reserves stacked right up to the top, right? Remember Donald Trump said that. He's like, look, prices are cheap.
Yep.
We're
going to
make sure we've got plenty of reserves, so God forbid something happens, we're full, and we did it at cheap prices.
So now how many times did Russia invade another country while Trump was president?
Yeah, zero.
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 Not Crimea, not Ukraine.
The minute he saw weakness, Putin, the minute.
Yep.
And by the way, fuel price is high again.
Well, he had the money.
Who do you think he's selling it to?
Right.
But Trump said it all. Played out he said, you need to buy oil from us, Europe, because these guys are going to control you.
Right.
Sure enough, that's what they're doing.
And this is how the propaganda machine works, by the way, folks. So the oil and gas line blows up, right? We know that the U.S. was very likely the culprit, the perpetrators. Then, now that information is coming out, there's some Substack streams where they've tied the knots together where they say, well, here's Anna Navarro talking about how we're going to go after and stop this from happening. Here's Joe Biden saying we have a plan for that. And then here's this person saying this, and here's it blowing up.
Yeah.
Okay? So right after that, there's an article that came out that the German paper, Die Geist or whatever it's called, ran with, right? And it was, they've tied it to six Ukrainians. They're going to blame it on Ukraine. Mm. Six Ukrainians that rented a yacht in Norway.
Oh, yeah, that sounds legit.
That they... Right? Seriously? That's the best you guys got? But guess what?
They were on Naked and Afraid. They floated over.
Right. But they tracked that. They tracked that article back to the CIA. Oh. So our very own... So look at here. All of a sudden, it's such a joke. I mean, the disinformation campaign, when they're talking about misinformation, disinformation, it's our government that's the one that's putting it out there more often than not.
Disgusting. All right, we're going to leave it with that. Don't forget about Saturday. We'll be on. I think we're live Saturday. We are live Saturday.
We are live Saturday. That's right.
TheFinancialGuys.com for all our social media content, all of our podcasts. Don't forget about our live podcast, by the way. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This Friday, we are, I think, playing hooky because of...
Good Friday.
Good Friday. But Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 to 9. So if you want us drive time,
do we
get
know
us.
If Gail Bernstein in Erie County, will she be down at the market handing out condoms and Narcon again this Good Friday?
I don't think so, only because she's off the overtime.
That's
only good when you're making like $87, $100 an hour.
The Broadway market, So
again, a perfect example of why our courts are messed up. We sued on behalf of the taxpayers to get the $400,000 back that she didn't deserve.
Yep.
And we got a left-wing judge, Judge Montour, out of Lancaster, who said, oh, the taxpayers don't deserve to even get an argument in this case.
That's
don't
right.
even get to be heard.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't even get to have the facts in the case heard to say, do you deserve to take your money back?
I'm sure Judge Montour, when he's done being a judge, he'll now be a professor at one of these law schools.
Absolutely. Yeah. By the way, any professors want to join us, I'd love to have you on. We will debate, folks. If you want to share this with your liberal friends, I know every now and again we'll have a liberal on. I will debate any liberal you want. College professor, doctorate, I don't care. You can bring notes. Yeah. I will tie my brain behind my back as a la Rush Limbaugh. I don't care. I'm happy to have a one-on-one with anybody who wants to debate.
Got a lefty on the radio show a few months ago. I remember he said we're safer now with the new bail. Even though
that's working out good.
Even though the statistics and the facts don't say that, we're safer because of bail reform. Okay. All right. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Gunwigger with the Financial Guys, 833-FIN-GUYS. Use this as a resource. Look, if you think like us, use our team, whether it's our home and auto team. We can shop over 25 companies to save you money. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies. Our Medicare team, turning 65, need to think of the Financial Guys. Independent Medicare experts that can help. And, of course, financial planning. If you think like us, I'm telling you, folks, Monday through Friday, it drives the liberals crazy because our entire office gets along. All the clients get along. They come in and we talk about, you know, what's going on. And it's so important. It's so important to have that relationship. I can't imagine going into a financial planning firm where the planners may be more left wing. You've got a set of values that you're trying to work with and think through. And look, it's a long relationship, right? I mean, some of our clients, a lot of our clients have been with us now almost 30 years.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Almost 30 years. I was talking to a client the other day and she goes, you know how long I've been with you? I'm like, well, long enough to know that I didn't have gray hair when we started, right? they've been with us for a long time, but they think like us. If you want to use our team as a resource, again, 833-FIN-GUYS. Our website, thefinancialguys.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we'll see you Saturday. Take care.